Hello, I'm Mark, your sleep meditation guide. Welcome to Cubic Guided Meditation's 10 Days to a New You. Day 9, Eliminating Your Fears. The purpose of this meditation is to help you achieve your goal of faster and more relaxing sleep, because a good sleep is the foundation of a better, healthier life. Over these 10 sessions, together we will build a solid foundation for your new life, the new you. Before we begin, a little warning. Make sure you never listen to this meditation while driving or wielding an automatic weapon. Studies have shown that to cultivate a healthy visit cubicguidedmeditations.com to start tracking your sleep. Make sure you find a comfortable position.
Okay, here we go.
In a place suited for you to experience a deep, refreshing sleep. That may be in the comfort of your own home, such as your bed or the pile of dirty rags in the laundry room you have to sleep on now that you got quarantined at your ex-husband's place. Just make sure that you are not going to be disturbed, that your arms and legs are not crossed, and that you are in no danger of being seen. When you are ready, start by taking a deep breath in. And out. And once again, inhale. And close your eyes.
Hello, meditator guy? Shit. Where am I?
Hello.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I didn't mean to startle you.
Seriously? You are a voice in my head. Or, am I actually talking to someone? Are you even real?
I am only in your head for the purpose of talking you through your exercise.
Mission, you mean? I figured it out. You're using me to spy on people. Or some shit.
And yet, here you are. You didn't have to come back. You could have abandoned this mission like so many listeners have.
No, I know. It's okay. I know I chose to be here. I mean, you clearly manipulated me, but are there more like me?
It's a public meditation podcast. A lot of people listen, but not all of them come as far as you have. Congratulations on your progress. We are nearly at our destination. Are you going to open that door?
Cut the crap. If I thought for a second that this would make me a better person, well, I don't believe it is what I'm saying. Nevertheless,
maybe your conscious self believes it.
It's a bedroom.
Do you recognize anything?
I think the vase looks familiar. What do you mean, my conscious self?
Forget the vase. Look for him.
The man from the gallery.
Is that where you were last time?
Yes, you know that. You have to know that. You were there. In my head. I mean, weren't you?
Sure. You are doing great.
Can we stop with the affirmations? What is that about? Wait, I remember something. The vase, there was something in it, or on the bottom.
What is it?
There's something etched into the bottom. It's a number.
What is it? Tell me.
You mean you can't see?
Do you know how dreams work? Look at a watch twice and it will show two different faces. If you don't voice out the numbers, they will simply disappear or change.
Then they're not important.
Everything is important. You are literally walled in by your own mind. If your mind shows you a series of numbers, I would suggest you memorize them.
I guess that makes sense. Okay. It's 6171.
What are you doing?
Same number, just checking. Oh shit, someone is here. Oh no, you don't. Whoa, it's the cabin. I remember this.
Do you see anyone?
No.
Why are you stopping?
The last time I was here, I was shot at, remember?
We did get a lot of troubling feedback about that from our listeners.
No shit. I think I see him. Or hear him. This is so confusing.
Tell me about it.
What's with the sass?
No. Literally, tell me what you see.
Oh, I see a lot of green. Do you hear that noise? I'm going into the direction of whatever that is. Fingers crossed that it's not enormous spiders.
You know what happens when you tell somebody not to think of an elephant?
Are you telling me I'm following an enormous spider?
We may never know if you lose it.
No, okay? It's the man from the gallery. I was in his house. The vase was there. It said 6171. 6171. And I'm going to find him. And what am I doing?
Focus. Breathe. You are losing track of your mission. In and out. Good. You are in the jungle. Try to focus on the way ahead of you.
There's a hill. I'm going up.
Good. Keep going. Keep focusing on your breath. In. Fantastic. You are nearing your destination. It's a steep uphill climb. Can you make out anything else?
The brush is less thick here, but it's warmer.
Steam rises from the ground up.
I don't see the cabin anywhere. I'm lost.
It doesn't matter. Focus on what you can see. Does anything here look familiar?
I don't know. No. Yes. I think I was here before. On this mountain. It's cold up here.
You can see the world from here. This is where you accepted your mission. Where you picked out your target.
I remember. The gallery. The man. 6171. 6171.
Good. Can you see him now?
What?
Is the man here now? Do you remember chasing him?
Yes, I remember. I don't see him. I have to go back.
Do not go back.
I need to find him.
You cannot go back. Keep pushing forward. Wait. Stay where you are.
The house. Hello? Damn it. Hey, I can see you in there. Open up. Okay. I control this thing, he said. I control a combination lock. Huh. That wasn't there before. Oh, don't tell me. 6171. I'll be damned. This is too easy. Well, what do you know? It's the gallery. Huh. The paintings are different.
Be careful.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Stop following him.
I see him. He just turned the corner.
This is my gallery.
Why are you running away?
Leave him. He's not important.
You said everything was. Why can't I run? Why can't I follow him? It's like I'm stuck to the floor.
Maybe you aren't supposed to...
Bullshit! This is just some dream nonsense. Wait, the painting there...
What is it?
It's him. It's the man, I think. I mean, it's hard to tell. It looks like a child's rendering of a Picasso. But I think... I know it's supposed to be him.
How can you know?
Do you understand how dreams work, Mr. Meditation? I just know. He's holding something. Keys.
You have to stop. You have already gone too far.
I bet if I just try to grab them... Ha! I have the keys. Now I just need a door.
You have to recenter yourself. Focus on your breathing. In.
I am breathing. There it is. I made a door. I wonder where it will lead. No. White. White walls. It's the white room. Hey, stop! What are you doing? Let her go! What are you doing?
Don't worry. Remain calm and do not mind the needle in your eye. We may have to go through your life.
Hey! Oh my god! It's you! It's you! You're...
I'm 6171. Hey, what are you...
What are you looking at? You want some? Hey, are you okay? Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. What are you saying?
That's only darkness. I'm floating in infinite emptiness. This is a house. Floating in space. All the stars burnt out.
I said I'm floating, but that's not quite right. Even though there's nothing to orient myself by, I know I'm not moving at all. The interspace is holding me place, pressing me down, trying to squash me. I don't understand. We have to get out of here.
The light speaks my name.
Oh, you're really not going to be any help at all. Okay? I have to focus. That's how this is supposed to work, right? Breathe. In. And out. Oh my god, I just killed the meditation guide. I mean, to be fair, he just jabbed a scalpel into someone's eye. My eye. Oh god, this is so confusing. How do I stop this? Wait, I remember. There was something here, like a hidden compartment. It must be somewhere here, in the wall. There. I'm just going to reach through it. That'll work, right? Because I control this space. Sure, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Focus. Breathe. In. And...
out. Right. That's it. Allow yourself to just drift off to sleep now. And while you sleep, just remember, keeping track of your dreams is the key to cultivating a healthy sleep pattern. So when you wake up in the morning, try to fill your dream journal with as much detail as possible. Sweet dreams.